Hello!
Hello!
And welcome to the center of Death Valley.
Today, on the podcast, the famous podcast, the number one podcast on Spotify.
What is the name of that podcast?
The Devil's Advocate, Legally Distinct Podcast.
And who is the host of that podcast?
I don't know, John. Who's the host?
That actually has never been answered.
Who is the host, John? Say my fucking name.
It's
Dirty Muppet.
It's one of us. If not both.
I think it would be both.
I'm John.
I'm Dave.
And that's the intro to our show.
Same in every episode.
Yeah. It's always the same.
It doesn't.
We have a script that we have to read. In fact, this part right here is a part of the script that I'm reading off.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
The yeah is a part of the script.
Yes, right
here,
it is.
See, look,
every single part of it. Was.
But this next part isn't.
Yeah, we're about to go off script.
Hard.
Yeah.
Now that part, was still off script.
Us going off script is on script. So does that mean that the off-scripted part is on script?
Yes. But it's also off-script. It's the Devil's Advocate's Legally Distinct...
pod script.
No. Paradox.
Oh, yeah. Is it a script or not a script? The answer is almost certainly yes.
It's something. Is it a pile of poop? Probably. We're reading off a pile of poop right now, actually.
Oh, my God. Okay, I know you wanted to talk about something. We can still talk about that. We can just talk about several things in this episode.
I love those episodes.
I have something I have to tell you about now.
What?
All right, so you know how we like to play with AI on this podcast?
Yeah, we have
AI-generated episodes where the entire
episode
script was generated by AI. And we've done those, and those are fun.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about AI-generated imagery and videos.
And voices,
yeah. We've had AI-generated voices on here.
Looking at you, Jordan Peterson.
Yeah.
You edited him in here, actually?
I've come prepared. Bitch boys! I got a lobster to piss on my face. And now I'm ready to go.
Already done. I don't know what he said yet.
Something horrible.
Something absolutely wretched.
Yes.
And disgusting.
Yeah, the worst thing you
just
could
imagine. Just the worst thing I could think of as I put
type
that
into
in.
The yes. Jordan Peterson bot.
And I'll have time to think about
oh,
it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
I won't have to do it off the cuff like I am right now. So now we have AI-generated music. Now it's already kind of a thing, but it's actually gotten to a point where it's a bit scary now.
Is it good?
I'll let you decide that because I've actually got some examples for you that, like, I'm going to pause this here in just a minute and show you.
Okay.
And I'll let you decide if it's good. But I'll talk a little bit about what I'm talking about here first. What I'm talking about is called Suno AI. Anyone can use it.
I've heard about Suno.
Yeah.
It's very popular. It's very famous.
It's becoming really popular because it's like one of the best, if not the best, music AI generator out there right now.
It also has a good voice program attached to it.
I'm not encouraging anyone to go out and like utilize these programs unless it's just something you want to do.
For fun.
But I'm not encouraging.
Don't do it for monetary gain.
I would.
Please.
Yeah, I would say probably don't do that because that's probably unethical because this is using data mined from current music, so it is basically.
This is one of our PSAs. Don't use AI to cheat on your papers or.
Use it responsibly.
Tighten your belt straps and do your own fucking work, you lazy fucks.
That is definitely. If you want to make music, just make music. But that being said, you can, for fun, go to this AI and make music. And it's interesting. And when I show it to you, I think you'll agree with me.
All right, can we go to a cutaway?
All right.
Ring the bell of the
God.
Oh my God.
So, just a little bit of context there, in terms of what I did for the AI. I typed in that I wanted the style just to be 80s hair metal, and then I wrote the lyrics. It can generate its own lyrics, but I like writing lyrics.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. You wrote some very good lyrics, bangers.
I mean those, yeah.
They were bangers up until it got to the Raven Master's blood being like pee.
Oh, you didn't like that?
In your hole, and then a lot about his blood and his pee.
You were into the blood and the pee thing?
No. Up until that, it was a great metal song, and then suddenly it was about blood and pee. I was, like, rocking to it, and then it was like...
Wait a minute. Why does it taste like sweetened pee?
What is sweetened pee?
It's pee that's been sweetened.
I don't like the sound of that.
You take some pee, you put some sugar in it, you mix it up until...
And you drink it?
Yeah, and then you drink it.
You drink it, right?
And it tastes like the blood of a Raven Master.
John drinks pee.
Yes, just as... Because I wanted to know what the blood of the Raven Master tasted like.
Just once?
Mm-hmm. So anyway...
That's wild.
Yeah, I mean, it just, like...
It's very advanced, it's very good, it sounds human. There's none of those audio, like, blips that you get with the talking AIs.
Like, if I had shown...
And those are going away, too, where you're having trouble telling the difference.
Like, imagine if I had shown that to you and had just said, I hired some musicians to make a song for us.
I would have believed you.
Yeah. Like, I would have believed it if that happened to me. So, I don't know. I just think that's wild. I don't know what to make of it. It's
advanced. It's getting really advanced.
It's a little scary. As a musician myself, it's like, on one hand, having tools that to make music creation easier is really cool. But on the other hand, if it's just making the music itself now, like, at what point will it just not need human input anymore? And it'll just be able to just decide what... Actually, there's a thing like that. Okay. Holy fucking shit.
This isn't... Do I need to...
I might have tightened it too much. Is it working now? Well, anyway.
Hold on, I have to...
Technical difficulty.
This.
We're back.
We're back. Beautiful.
Yeah, we're leaving it in.
Okay. So, we talked about your AI thing. I want to get to this thing I saw on YouTube.
Well, there was one more thing I wanted to add on, and then it'll be the end of my discussion on this. The thing that I was talking about that I saw that freaked me out.
Okay, what freaked you out?
It's called onlybots.ai, and it's a social media website.
Only for
bots, yes, for AI generated content specifically and exclusively.
And oh, I like the there. Porn stuff?
No, it was like art. And there was like poetry, and then there was like political articles. And I was like, I don't want to know more about this, and I left.
Okay, fair enough.
And that's the end of my AI discussion. Suno AI and that weird thing.
Okay, so I was in the YouTube hole the other day.
Okay. I often find myself there.
And I'm going down, and suddenly, this weather woman is in my feet. I'm like, what's going on? I gotta see what's going on here. And it's like, sexy girl something, I don't know. That's the name of the profile. I go into it, and it's nothing but weather girls.
Just hot weather girls?
Just hot weather girls. You knew it. You got it.
And they all have big bazoongas?
No, they don't.
Oh, well, that's progressive, at least.
Yeah, they're, like, different levels of hot and...
All right, well...
You know me. I love a sexy weather girl.
I did not know that.
Who doesn't?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. I'm into that, too. I just... Wow, okay.
Learning more things about my kinks here. Weather girl kink.
Well, not only that, but you can go to YouTube to satisfy that.
Yeah. You can go find all the weather girls you want. I like the Phoenix 13 weather girl in the morning.
What the?
I have the biggest crush on her.
Oh my God, dude.
I get to watch, we get Phoenix 13
you
for
know
some
what?
Reason
okay.
at the Goblin Hospital, and I watch it every morning.
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of that Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode where it starts off, and there's a big storm coming to Philadelphia.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, so, like, the boys are watching the Weather Channel, but the weather lady has, like, big bazoongas. Massive titties. Massive honkers. And they're all just both... So it starts off, and the dialogue is like... It's like, whoa.
This is big.
It's really... this is big. And someone else is like, yeah, it's like they get bigger every year. And then Dee comes along, and she's like, yeah, the storm's going to wipe everything out. And they're like, wait, what? What storm? They switched to another weather channel, and it was a Hispanic language channel. Yeah, like, she has even bigger tits. They're like more out.
That's ridiculous.
The weather channel woman is a thing. It's not just you.
Yeah, no. It's everybody. Every man. We all love the weather girl.
An interesting kink. I get it, though.
Yeah, I get it. No,
That's not bad.
I'm a part of it.
That's not a bad...
And it's not even like I sexualize them. I just think that they're the most beautiful creatures.
They're just really pretty.
Them and nurses. Every nurse I've ever met. Most beautiful creature.
And I've met some that... were mean.
That doesn't matter. Still beautiful.
And I met some that, if you said they were beautiful, I'd be very surprised. But I don't know, man. Maybe you have a different standard of beauty than me.
Nurses.
Nurses. Just any nurse.
Any nurse and any weather girl.
Nurse Joe comes up. He's like, hey there.
And I'm like, Nurse Joe.
Can I kiss your boo-boo?
And I'm like, yes, Nurse Joe. Kiss him. Bend over in those scrubs. Ooh, Nurse Joe.
Hey, at least it's...
Everybody. It's equal across the board. I don't discriminate. Man, woman. Non-binary.
Speaking of people who don't discriminate, I know you know this story. I'm sure you've heard it. A while back, I was taking a bus. And it was nighttime. And I was in a pretty bad part of Death Valley. And
were you wearing a dress at this time?
No, I was getting out of work.
Oh, this is when you were a dishwasher.
Yep.
I remember this.
I'm at a bus stop, and this dude comes up behind me, and he's like, hey, they're sexy. And I turn around, I'm like, are you talking to me? And he's like, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm like, I'm a guy. And he's like, I know.